From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A showdown is looming over competing plans for reducing the deficit and raising the federal debt limit. House Speaker John Boehner is pushing for a two-stage plan that would boost the debt ceiling immediately, but require Congress to revisit the issue next year.
We're up to the task, and I hope President Obama will join us in this work.
Boehner blames the president for creating what Boehner calls a crisis atmosphere in Washington. But the president says the crisis will be real in terms of damage to the U.S. economy if the debt ceiling is not raised by next week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Mr. Obama blames congressional Republicans for insisting on what he calls a cuts-only approach to the deficit, one that does not ask the wealthiest Americans or big corporations to contribute to a solution.
With just a week before the deadline to extend the government's borrowing power, Mr. Obama urged Americans to contact their member of Congress in support of a more cooperative approach to raising the debt ceiling. Mr. Obama says Americans are fed up with lawmakers for whom compromise is a dirty word.
They see leaders who can't seem to come together and do what it takes to make life just a little bit better for ordinary Americans. They're offended by that, and they should be.
Lawmakers have been deadlocked between competing Republican and Democratic plans to address the debt ceiling. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A new study finds that the recession has widened the wealth gap between whites and minority households in the U.S. to a record extent. NPR's Pam Fessler reports the study was done by the Pew Research Center.
Pew found that the average white family had 20 times more wealth in 2009 than the average black family and 18 times more than the average Hispanic household. The gap was twice as large as it was before the Great Recession and the widest it's been since the government began collecting this data a quarter of a century ago. Researchers say the biggest reason for the change is that minority households had most of their wealth in real estate. So when the housing bubble burst, they were hit especially hard. White families on average had much more wealth, and it was spread around in things such as pensions, stocks, and mutual funds. This helped to cushion the economic blow. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate Armed Services Committee holds a hearing for Army General Martin Dempsey, who's up for confirmation to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. NPR's Rachel Martin has the story.
If confirmed, Dempsey will be the first chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to have led troops in combat operations since 9/11. Dempsey led the 1st Armored Division in Baghdad in 2003 and 2004. Earlier this year, Dempsey was tapped to lead the Army. But after only a few months on the job, President Obama nominated him to replace outgoing Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen, who is retiring this fall. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
Ford Motor Company says its second quarter profits dropped slightly as its cost rose as it continues to pay off debt. This is NPR News. Prosecutors in Norway are considering charging the man who has admitted carrying out the deadly attacks there last week with crimes against humanity. Anders Breivik is currently charged with terrorism-related crimes with a maximum penalty of 21 years. The new charge would carry a maximum of 30 years. Breivik denies criminal responsibility for the attacks. In Libya, a United Nations envoy is engaging in shuttle diplomacy between rebel leaders and officials with Muammar Gaddafi's regime. But NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Benghazi, the two sides are still far from a deal.
UN envoy Abdul Ella al-Khatib is on his way to Tripoli today. Rebel officials here in Benghazi say they're standing firm that Gaddafi, his family, and certain members of his inner circle must step down. But they are willing to accept a power-sharing agreement with other members of the regime for a transitional period. So far, Tripoli says Gaddafi will not leave power. The fighting here, though, is at a stalemate. After almost 2 weeks, the town of Brega has still not fallen to the rebels, and they have suffered massive casualties, more than 53 dead and 700 injured on the rebel side. The fighting near the city of Misrata and at the front lines in the western mountain is also static for now, which is why momentum is growing behind a negotiated settlement. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Benghazi.
National Football League teams will begin opening training camps tomorrow now that players have approved a new collective bargaining agreement ending a 4.5-month lockout. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell.
Everybody worked hard, everybody had a passion, and everybody believes in this game of football and what we can do to make our game better. And I think this agreement is going to make our game better.
Players want changes to practice rules that are aimed at making the game safer. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.